It's a beautiful April 7th, and I am so happy to be here with you. We have a lot of people on the call, and that's a joy to my heart, and I know that it is for everyone, because one of the great blessings is joining together in heart for a common purpose of expanding the love in our life and offering love back to God. You know, I think if there is any gift I could give you of all the gifts would be to rekindle your relationship to the Creator, to our one God, not the God of religions, but the God that is within us all, that embraces, creates, and sustains all of life. The one Yeshua told us to love with all our heart, mind, and soul. I've noticed in my life that when I am really, truly feeling the love of God, the love of my fellow man comes very, very naturally. It's not to say that I have very many issues, although I think it doesn't take many minutes on the news to become alarmed with certain levels of human conduct. When we are actually in a state of love with God, we begin to feel within our heart how we can connect with all of these human situations and be a blessing unto them, and to be the answer to the solution, the answer to the problem, rather than contributing to the perpetuation of it. I think I had breakfast a little too late before my call, so I'm going to take another drink of water. And I'm going to open our line, because we haven't had very many callers participate lately. We have someone on area code 321, and you are on.
Hi, Glenda, thank you. So last week, I think it was Eva, she spoke about, how do you share the cool stuff that you get to learn with other people?
Uh-huh.
And I've run into some trouble with that, too. Like, things can become kind of proverbial really quickly. But I came across something that really put me at ease.
Okay.
May I please share?
Oh, please.
Cool. It's from a little book called Love by Mary. And it simply says that the activity of expressing God is simply knowing that love is who you are, and that it's already really ready to go. It's kind of like there in the heart. You know, you don't have to tangle with the mind. It's just knowing that love is who you are. Love is who you are, and that is the activity of expressing God. It's not something complicated.
No. Oh no, you're totally right. Well, that of course is all expressed in love without end. And the thing is, when you really are just being the love that you are, the God within you radiates. I think so often we run into problems trying to proselytize our beliefs about God, and that's what's caused so many problems. And, you know, if we look at the history of mankind, the history of history, we see that this is only a problem that has existed for about 4,500 years. Prior to that, people really took God, this is quite true, based upon ancient texts that survived from the oldest civilizations, as well as art, as well as human and cultural practices we know. People really took God for being in all of life. They didn't see God as the result of our theological ideas. They saw God as the creator of everything that we all shared, and therefore, of course we share God. We may have a few ideas that are different, but it doesn't matter, and who cares? Because the one thing we all share is God. And that is the way ancient people behaved and celebrated their connection to the divine. What happened about 4,500 years ago is that literally the mind, the cognitive mind, the gray matter, the analytical facility that we generate within our head took on a more important problem-solving role. And it developed for a lot of reasons, which I don't have time to cover in the brief moments of today and don't really want to segue into that subject. But just for now, just trust that for many reasons, the mind became the creator of solutions to our problems with nature, our problems in life, our problems with one another, in the world, and so on. And so we began to cultivate this thinking apparatus in the sense that we were creating not just solutions, but abstract thoughts. As we created abstract thoughts, we began to confuse those with spirituality. And abstract thoughts then evolved into theory. A theory about the way life works, and let's go out to see if, in fact, it does work that way. Well, I hate to tell you, but probably more people have been hurt by theory than by all the tyrants that have ever lived on our planet. Because theory is generated in our mind, and then we go out to see if life will match the theory. And sometimes we're not content with gentle explorations. We use guns to enforce our theories. But in the course of the mind taking rulership, developing abstract ideas about spirituality, about life, it also developed ideas about God. And those are the ideas about God we have been fighting about for 4,500 years in different ways, different cultures, to different extents and different extremes. And so when Yeshua came into the world 2,000 years ago, he directed people to look for their connection to God within their heart, the kingdom of heaven within. He told them, he didn't tell them to look for God in their minds or in their dogmas, their theories, or their religious explanations about God. Find God within. God was, is, and will always be the creator and sustainer of our unified connection. And we find it within ourselves, and then we find it as we unite and we connect with others and with all of life. It's through unity that we actually discover the presence of God in life, not through conflict. And so I had to, as you and many others have learned, it's not that easy to share our ideas about God, because humanity has such a long history of pain connected with that. It's not just the other person's fragileness or prejudice. Let's try not to judge the other person. They've had their own history and their own experience. The fact is, humanity has had a bloody history of trying to share theories and dogmas about God, and it's never worked. It's never worked. And we are at the point now where we really can actually identify that pattern of dysfunctional behavior and hopefully close the door on it before we enter any major new world conflicts over religious issues.
I'm so grateful I get to grow in that aspect, not tangling with the mind. It's brutal.
It is brutal.
Yeah.
The mind was designed to assist us in competition and problem solving, and that's exactly what it does. And if you if you keep it focused only on the solving of real problems, survival problems, it's a good thing to have. A good mind is a good investment. You put the mind on God, and you've got disaster. Because because the mind is just a tool. Like you could say it's our third arm. So when we go to share God with other people, share God with your heart. If you must use words, let them be gentle words, with a poetic compassion, not words that are judgmental or words that are pushy or especially because you'll push people away. Words that are inclusive, words that are loving, and listen. I would say listening does more than talking to bring other people into your life, always. And that's one of the pivotal points in our ministry program, is learning to truly listen and then respond appropriately so that people know they have been listened to. You'd be surprised how much more willing they will be to listen to you if you've demonstrated fully that you've listened to them.
It even says some people will get the love action. You don't even need a word. They'll just...
That's right. Oh, it's true with most people. It really, really is. Anyone else want to talk while we're still in our conversational mode? I'm just wondering if anyone needs to ask for a blessing, or if someone has had an experience after a blessing that you'd like to have a response to. One of the things we haven't done for a while on our blessing call, and I think we're probably overdue for that, and that is to explain how it works. The blessings are not done by words. I do open with a prayer of invocation to Yeshua, and then I invite each one of you to pray in a way that is comfortable for you. For many people, that would be in silence. For many people, prayer is listening to God, not talking to God. But however you pray is your personal expression, and let it be totally personal for you. What we are doing, and by we I mean myself and our blessing givers, is we are providing our life, which has been attuned to become an antennae, to direct the energy of the Holy Spirit from heaven to earth. And you might say, well, why do you need to do that for me? Well, actually, we don't. You are perfectly capable of receiving the Holy Spirit in all ways at all times for yourself. The Holy Spirit is your guide, your counselor, and your assistant in all of life. The one problem is we have static in our receiver. It's kind of like a TV set that's gone. You remember the old TVs? Well, some of you are so young, you'd have to see this on TV to even remember it. But in my childhood, we had TV sets with the rabbit ears on top. And sometimes it was my job as the youngest in the family to go grab the rabbit ears and move them to a place in the room where we could get a good reception. Now, what happens to us is that in life we get frustrated, we become angry, we become confused, we become filled with doubt and absent of faith. We don't watch our language, and we don't rest, we don't meditate, we don't pray, so we don't practice getting those rabbit ears tuned in. And this is what I was taught how to do, is to get, to go back to my... To use the same metaphor, Yeshua loves parables, as you know, and allegories, to get my life turned back into a good set of rabbit ears so that I can help bring that signal into your life. Then teach others to do the same thing. And among the many blessing givers who are here on the call, we can strengthen that signal for you. But it's always better that you grow within yourself to receiving and assimilating the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I ask you to be in your heart, drop your attention from your mind, bless your mind. It's a good tool, well worth cultivating, something you can enjoy and achieve through, but it has nothing to do with what we're doing here. We're moving into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God within, in your heart. This is where you will be. And both through the facility of what I can conduct for you and what other blessing givers can conduct for you, there will be a flow of energy that actually moves through you, which is more powerful than you're probably used to receiving. And just allow it to flow. You're going to be in a seated position. The reason for that is I want your head pointed up toward the heavens. I want your feet on the ground. And it's hard to do that lying down. I suppose you could prop up with pillows. There are certain positions you could get into if you're a yoga master or if you are physically challenged and you need assistance in getting into the optimum position. If you are in bed and you cannot do that, ask someone to put a wet cloth on your feet. Because what we want to do is draw to your feet the energy of the earth. I know some people actually have put had a friend put like a mud pack on their feet and then a wet cloth. You want to draw as much energy from the earth through your feet. And then you draw energy from the heavens through your head. It will move all the way one direction, move back and forth a number of times for about 3 minutes. You can be in your prayer the entirety of the 3 minutes, or you can move into silence if you feel that you've exhausted your desire to pray. And the power of the Holy Spirit connects you with God the Father, God the Creator, the presence of Yeshua in your heart, and the earth, the vital force that gave you this body, this temple in which you live. And that energy circulates around your heart and actually activates all of the other energy in your body, your emotions, the different power centers in your body, your heart, your soul, all the cells of your body, and the energy, the sustaining energy around your body. It will activate it. Now, just like anything else, when you haven't used something for a while, you know, if you've well, just an example, it could be only a few minutes you haven't used something. Like recently, the water company had to shut our water down while they replaced some water mains up to our house. When they turned the water back on a couple of hours later, we got air bubbles and pops. You've probably experienced that. And actually some rusty water in the lines. Well, this can actually happen. When you haven't used lines of conveyance, whether it's water, whether it's, or let's say you go work out at the gym and you use some muscles you haven't used for a while and you're looking forward to getting buffed up and stronger and all the stuff that you're sore as heck the next day. Well, all of this can happen to you as an initial response to new energy moving in new ways through you. So be gentle with yourself. If you think you've received too much, just say, thank you, Lord, for this blessing. I ask for more to the degree that I can receive it. And allow your receiving to be what you can eat. You might remember times when you really didn't feel well. And you knew you needed to eat, but you didn't want to overeat because it would challenge your system. And so God is very mindful of those things. And when you can't take a lot in, God will be mindful. But if you're given more than you think you need or want, you can always say, thank you, God, let me be in peace. I think I have received your blessing now. and I am happy. I look for more in the days to come. So this is not something you don't control. You can control and receive according to your needs and your pleasures. And sometimes it would be too much to receive the entirety of a healing instantaneously. Sometimes we don't even have the consciousness to know how to receive it. Yeshua had to remind people when they received a major healing to go forth and be very careful now, lest you lose it. The blessings you receive on a gradual basis are actually the ones that you're most likely to integrate with your life and keep and build on. So pay attention to the little things that improve in your life. It could just be a little degree of happiness, a degree of faith, a little difference in the way other people treat you. But receive it, accept it, build on it, and make yourself ready for the next degree of blessing. This is why we're here every week, because we know that receiving blessings is a little bit like, most people by the time they're 30 or 40 years old have had at least one experience of some a medical situation where you had to have a little bit of venal drip, some kind of drip feeding into your veins. It might have just been glucose or something for chelation or vitamin therapy or something, but you've seen how slow the drip has to be. What if all of that was flooded into your veins at one time? It would be terrible, the damage it would cause. Just imagine how slow a transfusion of blood has to be for those who need blood. It has to be slow because the body has to have a little time to assimilate. And so it is with the blessings. And what I would ask, and this is really my message for the day, and I notice we have about 6 people on the line, and I'm going to take every single one of you because I know we can really take all of these calls today because my message is going to be very short, and I'm going to make it right now. It's very, very important. What I want you to do is to begin forming a habit, a daily habit, of a little bit different kind of prayer. This is the kind of prayer where you actually start a conversation with God. And I don't mean to parody the famous book. I'm not making reference to that, but actually the famous book evolved and eventually came into being because one man really did have a conversation with God. And in that conversation, he learned things he had never known before. So I want you to begin having your own conversation every day. When you notice something that is a little better than usual, you can say, thank you, God, but say, what's happening? I would love to know so that I can make the most of this. Or acknowledge that this is one step toward a larger prayer that you prayed and say, thank you. Oh, wow, I can see hope in this direction. If something negative happens, rather than judge it or resist it or have a negative reaction to it, just be in such a conversation you can say to God, how can I use this? How can I protect myself? How can I deflect this? How can I be a good participant in this event to reduce the negative impact for everyone else? In other words, what I'm really getting to is partner with God. Partnering with God is not an arrogant way to be. It's a humble way to be. It recognizes the fact that you were created to be God's child, servant, and co-creator in even the smallest ways, in the smallest of things. And if you can get the idea of that partnership on a daily basis, you will begin to assimilate these blessings more fully, be prepared for more, and then be a radiant source of expression of the blessings to others with no need to proselytize, no need to preach, no need to persuade other people to your opinion. You just simply are the presence of love, doing the work of God in your life. And that, my friends, is the best way to take the blessings and magnify them. So I'm going to start taking some other calls, and I see that we have a call from area code 732. You're on.
It's Mireille. It's Mireille, Glenda.
Oh, Mireille, hi.
Hi. I just want to remind, today is the Feast of the Divine Mercy. I just want, you know, to tell you that today. So it's a Catholic feast.
Yes, it is.
Yes, so, you know, I just want to tell you, and I'm asking you for a blessing, because I move and I still don't have a place to stay yet. I'm living in a hotel. So I need a blessing today. Because, you know, I try for, yes, I'm looking, but
you will have it, and we will see you being in the place that perfectly represents that which you have to receive and give back to life.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and God bless you. And
thank you.
I see Eva's on the line. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Glenda. I have maybe a little unusual request here.
Okay.
I just got a piano. I hadn't had it since we moved into a smaller place some years ago. I never had a piano. I had a keyboard, and I always grew up with a piano, and it was needed. To me, it wasn't a place to live if you didn't have a piano. Well, I just got a piano last week, and I haven't been so excited for so long.
Congratulations.
To have a piano in my life again. And it was interesting. I had been feeling like I really needed a piano. I need a piano. I need to play. I need to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a massage, and this lady who was working on me, interestingly enough, first she was talking about balancing the male-female energies, and then she gets onto my ribs in one side and says, "I am feeling piano keys here." And I hadn't told her anything about needing a piano and new music. And I have also felt as though I do play in a church, and I do feel as though the music is old, and we've heard it over and over, and some of it I really enjoy. But I have thought I would like to be able to provide new music which would really speak the new truths which I have been learning. And music is such a way to bring truth to people, I believe. So I just thought I would ask for a blessing for my piano and me, and to possibly provide some new music which could really bring out some of this love and less of the dreariness of some of the old kind of music which
yeah.
was sung, which was all about how we have to go through this horrible time on this earth in order to gain heaven.
That is so awesome. Oh, Eva, I love that idea, and you most definitely have my blessings, and we will share our blessings for your creativity. You are going to love our new webinar. I'll just announce it right now briefly. I don't have it all together enough yet to forecast a date, but it will be coming up soon. It will be called Creation, and it's all about how do we awaken the spirit of creation that is indwelling and God-given to all of us.
You know what? I'm getting goosebumps, Glenda.
You are right on. I mean, you just are so moving there. So you're going to love it. I'll be announcing it in the next week or two, everybody. So if anybody else is getting goosebumps, get ready to have. Actually, I think this may be the most powerful partnering experience I have ever done with Yeshua, Because remember, our relationship, well, not our eternal relationship, but our relationship in this life began with a creative project. He came to me to have me paint his portrait. And that was our initial profound connection. And I'm feeling the whole connection just come back to life. I think this is going to be the most powerful partnering I have ever done with him. And I'm seeing so much in this course, it may turn into creation 1, 2, and 3. Because this is where we all need to be in our life. The world has become very stagnant, and it went through a lot of changing and purging to try to open up the sewer lines, if you will. And there's a lot of sludge in our in the sewer lines of our old world, as you all know. And now we need to really get the fresh water in. And we need to build the fountains that can flow the fresh water. And we need to build the gardens that are fed by the fountains. So it's like the stages of creation need to be established and reborn now. And I feel that that was my destiny in coming into partnering with Yeshua as an artist. The course will not be about art. It's about creation. And we create in every way of life when we have been awakened to do so. So that's all I'm going to say for right now. But thanks for giving me the opportunity, Eva, and you know you have my blessing.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. We have an anonymous caller, so I can't say any more about you. I trust you know who you are.
Hi,
and you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Cecilia.
Oh, hi, Cecilia.
Hi. I was just inspired to call in today. I just wanted to personally thank all the blessing givers and all of those who have offered prayers for me. I just had surgery about, I think it's been three to four weeks now. And it was a really difficult time in my life, and I'm still recovering, but, I finally am starting to feel just more and more hopeful and more optimistic and just more joy. And I just wanted to thank everybody who, held that space of light and love and faith when at times, my faith wavered a bit. There was a lot of uncertainty, and I'm just so grateful for all the blessings that were sent my way. And I feel like I'm doing much, much better. So thank you.
You are so welcome, and we are so happy to hear of your progress. So it will get I've been where you are, and I can tell you that healing goes in stages as well. Not only creation, but healing goes in stages as well. And you're definitely moving into the recovery stage now, and that's a whole lot more fun.
Thank you.
So God be with you, and we'll hold you. We will continue to hold you in our blessings. And we have a caller from area code 831, and you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Miriam. I really want to thank you for all of your help that you're giving us and myself. In my heart was to call and ask for a blessing for my children and for myself, and of course for all of us listening, and the people in the hospital who are in need of finding our journey, finding to be the light for the people that we need to care, and be the light for them. And that's the reason I'm calling.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. That's a wonderful affirmation and prayer. And yes, we join you in that, all of us, and especially for you and your children. And did I call you Wendy? I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. My name's Miriam. That's fine. Don't worry.
Miriam, hi. Miriam, thank you for speaking up. I was looking ahead. I see Wendy is on our call line. And Wendy, we're kind of running out of time, but if you could make your comment brief, I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. Maybe I'll ask the question next week, but may I ask for a blessing? I have a certain particular thing in my body which is experiencing pain, and it's causing me a little fear, and I haven't looked into it too much, but I just ask if you and everyone would hold it in prayer. I would be very grateful.
Indeed, we will. Indeed. And we even hold the spirit of pain in our blessing, because pain can actually be a blessing by leading us to something we need to place more love on, something we need to place more healing on. It directs our attention to something that we need to heal. And so may the pain be a blessing and not a source of fear. May it lead you to the answer, and may it lead you to healing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And last but not least, at the our last caller is Desmond. And I know, Desmond, you usually like to talk. And Desmond is a blessing giver. And he's always got a lot to say. But, Desmond, we are at 1:37 on our time clock here.
I just want to say hi, but I wanted you to say hi to my mom. I've just been having a lot of trouble through the psychiatric ward. And my mom just wanted to let you know, hi.
Oh, hi.
My mom was just wondering if you could pray for me and my doctors, that they work in harmony with me, and I'm having lots of shakes, and it's been a really dramatic, traumatic experience.
I know, Desmond, and I have been holding you in my prayers. I knew of this condition, and I left both of you. I would say, even though you're a blessing giver, do not give the blessing right now.
Yeah, I won't.
You need to be a receiver. And you need to be a receiver for quite a while.
I do.
Because this is just what you need to do, okay?
Yeah. Thanks so much,
all right.
Linda.
You're very, very welcome, and God bless you.
Thank
and your mother. And we will now move into our blessing for today. I don't think I need to give any opening instructions, because we covered all of that as we went through our explanation of the blessing and how it works. There's a great deal more to how blessing works, and perhaps we will step-by-step infuse your understanding from time to time. But let us begin, and I would ask you that you be in the blessing pose, seated with your feet on the ground, your head toward heaven, your attention in your heart. Begin your prayer. I will say my affirmation to Yeshua, and then we will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit through our lines of reception from heaven to earth. Dear Yeshua, thank you for giving us greater and greater understanding of who we are, the love that we are, and our true relationship with God, that we may bring a little space of heaven on earth within ourselves and in everything we touch. That bit by bit, brick by brick, the temple that holds the presence of God may be built, not out of mortar and bricks or stone, but out of bit by bit of love and positive affirmation and faith, out of our expressions of hope, creativity, and charity. We ask for your special blessing on those who need their faith restored, who need their hope strengthened. Your special blessing upon those who are in the hospital, who have gone through surgical procedures or other forms of illness. For those who perhaps are in their last days, may they be brought into joy and not fear, knowing that their reunion with God is imminent. And that in this event, great blessings will be given to them, as well as the blessings spilled out to all those they leave behind. May those who grieve be filled with joy, that they are one step closer to heaven. We ask for your love in all things, your healing, your creativity, and your direction toward how we can be the most vital, creative source on this beautiful earth. Amen. The energetic conveyance of your blessing is now complete. At this point, I want you to go and lie down and just rest in silence. Do not think. Don't continue your prayer. Don't list the things you want, or just don't think. Be quiet. Assimilate. This is a time for receiving, like you rest after a big meal. It's okay if you fall asleep. That's fine. It's okay if it takes longer than 7 minutes, but give it 7 minutes. And know that you have been blessed, and you will be blessed even more. God loves you, and so do I. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye.